Every 5 years, State Parks updates the Montana Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, or SCORP, which helps guide outdoor management. SCORP also guides the selection process for which projects should receive grants from the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund, which President Donald Trump permanently reauthorized on Tuesday. Part of the drafting process involves consulting with members of the outdoor industry. Montana State Parks Communications Manager Pat Doyle says that's what they're doing right now in Kalispell, Billings, and Butte.
These are three areas of the state that are all incredibly different from each other based on recreation potential, public lands, socioeconomically, the whole thing. So it's really interesting snapshot of how these three areas are completely different and how their needs can be different. So those are the kind of things that we can take into this upcoming SCORP plan and put some needs in there that could address specific areas or a statewide thing as a whole.
About 50 people attended the listening session in Billings Tuesday. They said Montana is full of driving tourism, and the state's scenic routes attract people from inside and outside Montana. Christine Whitlatch with the Montana Outdoor Heritage Project talked about enabling people to walk trails for physical and mental health.
There is a huge desire, I think, within our populations to increase access for people of all kind of mobility and capacity and, you know, age groups. And so how do we manage that?
Pat Doyle with State Parks said SCORP will be finalized by the end of 2019. The next and final listening session is today in Butte. Kayla DeRoche, YPR News.